Now, France says its fighter jets have taken off on a mission to strike Daesh terrorists in Iraq. The warplanes reportedly took off from the French aircraft carrier Charles de Gaulle in the eastern Mediterranean to hit terrorist positions in the northern city of Iraq of Mosul. France's claim to be fighting the terrorists comes as the country itself stands accused of supporting militants in Iraq and Syria. Daesh says Paris is working in tandem with its Western and regional allies to back terrorists. Lebanon's resistance movement Hezbollah has also time and again accused the United States and some of its Western and regional allies, including France, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and Turkey, of backing the Takfiri terrorists in Syria. Earlier, political commentator Scott Bennett told us that France is just a puppet of the United States and does whatever its American masters want.
Well, the French are simply responding to their American masters. They're doing what the American puppeteers are commanding France to do. So this isn't any noble effort on France's term. It is simply obeying what the United States CIA, Department of Justice, or Department of Defense, and the Obama administration, the State Department, has been instructing it to do. It's very clear that the U.S. is pulling that string, because we see John Kerry trying to walk out of the talks with Russia regarding Syria. John Kerry is threatened, he's blustered, he's made all sorts of noise trying to protect his favorite Takfiri mercenaries, which have been the weapon that the United States has used to remove Assad. Now, Russia has stood up and refused to back down. They've refused to stop their bombing of the Wahhabi terrorists. And this is greatly frustrating the United States, because they realize once the Russians were attacked, once the Syrian soldiers were killed, there was no going back. The United States was exposed as a financier and a terrorist ally, and Russia has defined them as that. The entire world, in fact, is beginning to see that.